Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Lake County Sheriff's Office, please state your emergency.
Thank you for coming in, ladies. Please, please, have a seat.
Thank you, Officer McMillan.
Sean, it's all right. We're hoping your involvement today can help us get some answers. Before we start, can I get you anything to drink?
Vodka tonic, yeah. Old-fashioned. You know.
We're not really drinking, so white wine.
We kid. We're kidding. We do that, the kind of thing when we're nervous.
Nothing to be nervous about.
Well, my life expectancy plummeted when I walked through the door, so...
You know, water would be great, so thank you, Officer Sean.
Thank you.
Sure, just a moment.
We need to calm down. Just checking up on us, it's their job. Okay, don't be nervous.
You're making me nervous. I would kill you for a CBD gummy right now.
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 9.
As talented as these two women are, they're not slick cover your tracks psychopaths. That stuff's for the movies. These two were exceedingly awkward during the interrogation because they were scared. And think about it. They'd just been threatened by the Birdman of all people. How is this the Silicon Valley overlord we never saw coming? Famously wholesome, world-renowned skater and down-to-earth San Diego boy, Tony Hawk. Wait, oh shit, can I redact that? His legal team is like out of this world. He goes by Anthony now. Okay, anyway, once this guy appears in their life, they can't get rid of him either.
Here you are, two waters. I know you two must be busy.
Oh, we are. But we're happy to give you any information you need, if that means you might be able to find Toby.
I see. Did he tell you where he was going? Are you usually able to get in touch with him easily?
I knew he was going off the grid for his sabbatical, but no, I'm not aware of his location. He's pretty inconsistent. To be honest, Toby is a bit of a mystery to us.
Are you saying you don't know much about him?
Oh, we don't know what he's up to all the time. But, like I said, he just went on sabbatical. At this point, I'm not sure if him being gone warrants filing a report.
But it warrants going on the news?
Well, they contacted us.
What she means is, it was an ambush. We were invited to speak about our company, but all the reporter wanted to do was talk about Toby. It's pretty clear she was looking for a headline. Officer, I have to ask. Do you suspect foul play?
Well, here's what I know. On Sunday morning, I got a message from one of the Baritone Park Rangers about an expensive-looking bike abandoned on the trails. I got some basic identifying information about the bike, and I was able to track down its owner.
So you didn't find... anything else?
Just the bike. And some footprints. But with so many hikers, plus the recent rainstorm, it's hard to determine which belonged to Toby. I am sorry that you found out through the press. I assure you, that wasn't intentional. But something you said in the interview caught my attention. You said Toby had been having some emotional troubles. Can you elaborate on that?
Isn't it impossible to say? Officer, could be anything.
Yeah, men could be so moody sometimes. We have this theory.
Well, had. We were kids.
That men have their periods without the blood.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's possible that this is nothing more than an overworked man who abandoned his responsibilities. But I'm not ruling out foul play. You have no connection to Baritone Valley?
No, I mean, we don't exactly hike. Look at how Valor is dressed.
I try, but I look amazing.
You do,
shoes?
You really do.
Wow, sprained an ankle.
Yeah.
Right. Do you think it's strange that the deed of the motorcycle wasn't in Toby's name?
That isn't really any of our business, is it?
Of course. How would you know? I'm sure the person who holds the deed will be able to shed some light. Ah, that must be him now. Mr. Tony Hawk?
Hi, Officer McMillan. It's Anthony now.
He's rebranding.
I was just telling Miss Coleman and Miss Agarwal that Toby's motorcycle is registered in your name.
That's right, man. It's my motorcycle. I was just letting Toby borrow it to blow off some steam.
Wow. What a cool guy, right?
Yup.
Uh-huh.
The work was weighing on him being a tech entrepreneur. NFTs don't mint themselves, you know.
Right, sure. I know.
I don't think you actually do.
I really feel for Toby. I'm not sure if he could handle the pressure. I mean, I can. I can land a 900 right now if you put on the right Devo song.
Incredible.
And now here I am, a tech entrepreneur and visionary investor of Wiley, among other companies.
What can't this guy do, huh?
He literally can't stop talking about himself.
I knew something was up when Toby didn't show up to our last staff meeting. Right? Weren't we worried, guys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's it for now. If you'd like to file that missing person report, here's my card.
Of course. We really appreciate you checking in with us, officer.
We're here at the precinct if you need anything. Take care. I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Why did you lie about a staff meeting? We weren't with you.
Well, where were you then? In Baritone Valley?
You know what? I am sick of this shit. You're not even the first dude who's tried to bro down on my company in the last 3 weeks. So yeah, I was at Baritone Valley, pushing Toby over a cliff. He's dead. And if you want to join him, I can make that happen.
We might be dead. We actually don't know that for a fact.
A death threat? Thrasher! But do you think it's an accident that I survived thousands of falls? That I've broken every bone in my body so many times I lost count and I'm still crushing it on the halfpipe?
I'm guessing the answer is no.
I'm made from composite materials that aren't even close to coming to market. I've vested stock in 3 different longevity startups.
Oh, I'll kickflip your ass!
Jewel Cool, the miscommunication we're having is that you think you know me. But you might ask, who's Anthony Hawk?
No one is asking that. No one.
Anthony Hawk has been toiling in the shadows of giants, unrecognized, perfecting his greatest trick yet. A little investment here, a dash of innovation there, a sprinkle of mining people's data for their deepest secrets everywhere. Who's about to be left on red now, Bezos?
Oh my God.
Which reminds me, the plan has changed for EAX. We'll be announcing our partnership with Ollie Oxen Freestyles. With a Z.
The skateboarding game? That's you? I mean, I guess that's not that bad, but...
Sick! My developers have already started working with Lee on an integration to turn the gaming component into a seamless cryptocurrency mining structure.
What? Why?
Well, how else will I launch my cryptocurrency, Hawk Bucks? It will be exclusively available on Wiley. Platforms, girls!
Ugh. Wiley can't just be a crypto platform.
I had the same thought, which is why users will be able to mint NFTs there, too.
And what about the Playcube deal we've been working on?
Sky is chill. I already terminated the deal with him.
What?
We're freestyling. Plans change.
Oh, I'm gonna change the arrangement of your goddamn face.
Yeah! And then maybe people will recognize you then, Anthony Hawk.
Hey now!
Crypto is not what Wiley is about. This is a democratic gaming platform. This is something that
There's nothing more democratic than crypto.
We are not having that argument right now, Tony Hawk. And if you think I'm gonna let another man try to steal my company, I will blockchain your ass.
She does actually know what a blockchain is. She's just having, like, a breakdown.
Jewel Cool, let's take a step back. I am in the business of expansion and innovation. We have plenty of other partners who have legitimate business needs, ready to convert exclusively to Hawkbucks.
Did you infiltrate those other partners too?
Valpelt, that just hurts my feelings.
We don't care about your feelings, Tony Hawk.
If you just go with the flow, you can make the next $1 million and the next, and then we'll ride the wave of Hawkbucks all the way to Elon Musk's Mars base. Unless you're choosing the path of resistance.
A woman's place is in the resistance.
Solidarity! Now put that can-do attitude behind the vision at EAX. We'll need something big to cover up the disappearance of Wiley's co-founder. Soon, he'll be yesterday's news and we can move on to bigger and better things. Anthony Hawk is all about the grind.
Ugh, he's the worst.
Insufferable.
Are you okay?
Anthony out! I almost forgot to say that. All right, now I'm leaving.
Go away!
Later that night, we were all home commiserating, and I was witness to yet another terrible but brilliant drunk idea that was meant to save the company. It wasn't exactly to save the company, but it was to save them. And this time they were in on it together, all the way.
Please tell me that bottle isn't empty yet.
Now it is. Oh, interesting day.
To say the least.
Take your mind off the police stuff, Jules. Ruminating won't help.
Right, because there's so much else to think about.
Well, let's start with the positive. We had an interview at the police station, and yet we weren't arrested.
I especially love the part where we were blackmailed by Tony Hawk.
You know, that was a boss bitch move, Jules. Standing up to him like you did.
Yeah, I mean, it felt fucking good, too.
You held your own against a techpreneur. And you seem okay, Jules. In spite of everything.
I don't know, it's almost comforting in a way. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. We did something bad, and now something bad is happening to us.
All of this over your idea, Jules. I told you Wiley was genius. I really do hate to see it die like this. It's not right.
You're not cool with sitting back and getting a paycheck?
No way. I earn my paychecks. And no amount of money is worth seeing someone kill our baby.
Wait. What if we killed Wiley first?
What?
No, hear me out. I'm saying, like, I have a plan. We release an open source version of Wiley that people can download and use it for free. It won't be proprietary anymore. Everyone will have free reign of the software.
It'll devalue Wiley immediately.
Well, that's the point. Tony Hawk will pursue legal action, but it'll take forever. I can release it at EAX on one of the community computers. Tony will suspect us, but there's no way he'll be able to trace it back to me.
Jules, I don't know if that's the best idea.
In a way, it's what I always wanted. Now everyone will be able to make their own game. Never thought this would be the way I did it, but right now it's our only way.
The Wiley way.
With that Wiley sway.
I know, I'm a little drunk right now, but don't you think it's funny that our company is named Wiley and our co-founder fell off a cliff?
I don't get it.
Wiley. Wiley Coyote. Like Wiley Coyote running off a cliff.
Yeah, meep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Electronic Alliance Expo, the place where gamers come to see the future. Coming up in 15, what does Wiley have up their sleeves? Find out only here at EAX.
Oh my God, Jules, you're supposed to be a badass right now. You look like you're gonna throw up all over your, is that a Wiley hoodie? Hey, you didn't tell me we ordered merch.
Well, I mean, it was supposed to be a surprise, but yeah, I think I'm entitled to be super fucking nervous right now, Val. I'm smuggling a hard drive down my pants, and we're about to violate our own copyright. We could get into serious trouble.
Wait, what? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, but in a way, it's kind of exciting, right?
Juliet Coleman! I'm so proud of this transformation! Except for the part where you're giving away our product for free.
Yeah. Who is it? The police?
It's a voicemail from Reyna. Ugh, how did I miss this call? Goddamn signal in this place.
Ooh, someone's excited.
What?
Nothing. The announcement is in 10 minutes, okay? If I time it right, I can make it to the stage before anyone notices I'm gone.
Hey, Val, I just got back from my trip, and I have some big news to share. Call me.
Who are you texting?
Damn it, Anthony. You're already using my company as a Trojan horse for your shady crypto scheme. Stay out of my private life. You can't handle it.
EAX, let me hear you! We're just about to announce a special surprise from the Wiley Company. Stay tuned, everyone.
Everything's all set for the announcement. Here, my people prepared a speech for you and Juliet.
It's been a super gnarly ride, but after evaluating the market landscape, we think a switch stance is in order. Pause for laughter. No, abso-fucking-lutely not. I am not reading this.
Really? Should I tell them what happened to your third co-founder instead?
You wouldn't.
Care to call my bluff?
I will modify the speech, but honestly, you need to fire your people, Anthony. This is truly awful.
EAX, can you hear me? The Wiley announcement is starting in 5.
Val Pal, this is what I'm talking about, a collaboration. You push me to do better. I push you to be better.
Okay, we're done here.
And you'll get Jewel Cool on board?
She will execute the vision.
Val, the hardest part is committing to the landing. But you can do it. This is going to be great. See you up there. Anthony out.
Come on, conference center Wi-Fi. You can do it. You can do it. You did it. Holy shit. Holy shit, you did it. Oh.
Did you do it?
Did I upload the open source software?
Yeah.
And I torpedoed our intellectual property, too, in case you were wondering.
Look at that. A boss lady. Okay, it's almost over, Jules. Let's hide out in the green room before the mob comes for us.
Hey,
almost there.
Holy shit! Toby?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Sarah Sawyer's dream is to be a famous influencer. But in reality, she's far from it.
How's my post with Adam and Eva doing?
Oh, 2 comments. Both from your parents.
Until she made a wish.
And I'm finally a famous influencer! The only problem is,
I'm not sure how I got here.
Because having millions of followers comes with millions of problems.
I'm getting canceled because I'm the face of a problematic designer and I can't get out of it.
Come here. I'm a hugger.
Sarah! Adam! So you are having an affair. Can you confirm?
The news is everywhere. This is fantastic.
Featuring Dumois.
Now, Sarah, this photo of you and your best friend, Eva Evolving's boyfriend and business partner, Adam, is everywhere. Can you tell me what is going on here?
Perez Hilton.
I don't know if I legally should be here.
Kristen Doty.
He's not worth it.
And Christy Carlson Romano.
Whatever you do, just stay away from psychics. And that includes the ones on TikTok.
Will Sarah survive the nonstop scandals that come with being in the social media spotlight? Listen now to Bad Influencer on your favorite streaming platform.
Julia, I can explain.
Explain? How the hell you're still alive?
I knew it. He's actually a cockroach.
About the hike, I was out of my mind that day. I was on a lot of painkillers when you pushed me off the cliff.
What kind of excuse is that? Juliet said explain. Explain.
I am. That's why I was behaving the way I was. The pills had a weird effect on me. I barely felt it when I fell. Plus, the last part of that cliff was sloped, so I just kind of rolled off and I didn't break anything, just some cuts and bruises. Some dude happened to be driving by on his dirt bike and let me hop on.
Like, I'm starting to actually believe there is a Matrix and it's run by white men. Because what in the hell?
Toby, if that's true, and I'm not even sure I believe you, tell us why the hell you decided to fuck us over by disappearing.
I took it as a sign you two knew everything. It was easier if I just disappeared. I could start a new life somewhere, under a new name, and they would never find me. I was getting the chance to escape my mob debts forever.
Except it wasn't the mob. Surprise! It's Tony Hawk!
Wait, the Birdman is Tony Hawk? Tony Hawk is the Birdman?
Anthony Hawk. He's rebranding.
Toby, if you wanted to stay dead, why didn't you?
I'm tired of running. I didn't want to leave you on the hook, Jules.
Okay, you're not being noble here. You're only tired of running because you're recognizable now. Being internet famous makes it hard to hide.
Open source?
Yes. Do you even know what that means, Toby?
You two better not have done what I just think you did.
I released the Wiley code to the public, and now the app is useless. The shares are worthless. Tony Hawk doesn't have anything to take over anymore.
He'll find a way. He won't stop, just like he won't stop kickflipping.
I mean, at some point, he will have to stop kickflipping.
He'll find you. He'll find me.
Then he probably should have stayed dead.
So this is the part everyone gets wrong. They didn't destroy their company. They made it open source and gave it away for free. So you or anyone else could add and modify and be the video game designer they'd wanted for you all along. They just didn't get paid for it, which they've made their peace with. Well, kind of. Val hasn't exactly made her peace with it. But anyway, their partnership wasn't over, not by a long shot. And the next version of it started here at, you guessed it, Freddy's.
You said you had a surprise for us?
Watch.
Oh my God. Courtney Love? As in the Courtney Love?
Yeah, like if you sniff the booth real close, you can still smell the fog.
Well, this place is an aesthetic. A sticky one. Smelly, too. Oh, de beer. How romantic.
Oh my God, Denny, we get it. You fancy. Why are you here? Reyna, she isn't the surprise you call me about, right?
Not quite. But I'll let Mackenzie explain.
Well, Toby tried to scam me, too, though I obviously was too smart to fall for it. Plus, he put a serious dent in my subscriber count. But mostly, with all the shit I found out about him, and now I hear he's back, I figure we should stick together. For now.
Okay, shots time. I'll grab us around.
To be clear, it's not because I like you or anything. It's for all of our best interests.
Okay, so you want to ride the incoming wave of publicity?
I don't see the harm in getting along. We aren't fighting for resources anymore now that you flushed your company down the toilet.
So you admit that we were competition.
What you did took grit. Now let's drink before I change my mind. The sooner I black out, the better. I don't want to remember this place.
Juliet, there you are.
Are you kidding me? Am I in hell?
Hell is wherever you are, so yes.
What are you doing here, Toby?
You're the only ones that can help me. You're my only hope.
Oh, not another Star Wars reference.
Rude. Toby was right before. Tony Hawk isn't going to stop just because Wily is over. We need to finish this.
Guys, wow. You got me. I love surprises.
Now tell me how you're going to fix it.
Ask your associate Toby here.
I did everything you said. When you think about it, you actually owe me.
I'm going to stop you right there, Toby. Loving the rise and grind attitude you're bringing, but there's room for improvement.
Anthony Hawk, the voice of reason.
We release an open source version of Wily. It's worth nothing now, and you can't do anything about it.
You guys are really failing the vibe check right now.
I know what you did, Tony Hawk. You threatened us. You threatened Toby. You tried to use our company to create a currency that you named after yourself like a weirdo dictator, Hawkbucks. But I took that away from you. Your stakes are worthless now.
You think you can stop the Birdman? I've invested too much time, too much money, and none of you are getting in the way.
I admired you. I earned my way into one of the hottest tech companies of the year for you.
Okay, earned is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence.
I laundered money for you.
And you made a mess of it, of everything. You can't even steal a company properly. And I am not going to opening night of Uncle Vanya. I never was.
That's real low, man. I gave you the comp ticket I was saving for my mom.
Oh, that actually is kind of a dick move, Anthony.
None of you are grasping the vision. Don't you understand? I'm going to change the world. I'm going to build a rocket. I'm going to take Hawkbucks to the moon.
Is that enough to go on, officer?
I'd call that probable cause.
Officer McMillan? Juliet, you set this up.
I'm almost impressed.
You were right, Juliet. Alerting me to this little get-together was quick thinking. Tony Hawk, you're under arrest for extortion, fraud, and money laundering. And breaking my heart.
It's Anthony!
I had a poster of you, man.
Is it the one of me reading a book while I'm catching air?
Yeah. How did you know?
Lucky guess.
Oh, Jules, that was brilliant.
Toby Johnson, I'd like to bring you in for questioning.
Jules, really?
Oh, sorry, Toby. Looks like it's the end of the road for us.
Not chill, Jewel Cool. Oh, this sucks. Anthony, out.
The internet is on storm with the news that Wily, the next generation gaming app that everyone thought would be Silicon Valley's darling, is now available as free open source software. To explain what open source means, we've brought in leading
Boring. Reyna, we have to tell her your news now.
No more news. I'm begging you.
You'll never believe this, but Reyna got her trust fund back.
That's, great. I honestly didn't even know that you had a trust fund.
Okay, but wait, Jules. She wants to give it to us. For a new company.
Wait. What? No, Reyna, we can't take your money. We can't do this all over again, Val.
Well, it'll be different this time, Jules. Tell her, babe.
Babe? Okay. This is one too many developments for me to handle right now.
She's right, Jules. This time we'll have complete control. With this money, we don't even need investors. Not yet, at least.
She's rich!
Not that rich, come on.
Girl, you that rich? Reyna's a Landon. One of those Landons. Yeah.
What?
And she got her piece of the inheritance pie back.
Well, I'm definitely gonna need to process that, but, I mean, what does that mean exactly?
I'll have to do some gala stuff, chair some stuff. But it's worth it if I can do something good with this money. And I can't think of anything I want to do more than invest in your big, beautiful brains. Oh, I was so worried you'd see me as some spoiled douchey brat if you knew about my family.
First of all, never. You will always be a stoner philosophy goddess to us. And second, I mean, no one is more paranoid about coming off a certain way than me. I want to look like I can do everything on my own, and I should have just asked you for help, Jules. I won't go behind your back anymore. Even though I was completely right about Toby.
Oh, well, I mean, you were right about Toby, but thank you. I probably need to assert myself more too, instead of relying on other people to lead me. You know, it felt good to set up that sting operation. Maybe I do have what it takes to be a badass CEO. Not that it matters now. I mean, we don't even have a company anymore, but you get it.
Well then, we'll make another. It can be anything we want. Anything. I mean, oh, yeah, we could really fuck with Mackenzie and start a dating app that actually has security features.
Probably not the best idea now that you two have reached a temporary truce, although...
Yeah, I mean, I was kidding. But I know there are more brilliant ideas where Wiley came from. I'm serious, Jules. You know, I'm not ready to give up.
Yeah, neither am I. Ooh, you know, I did have this idea for an MMORPG-style social network that could be very, very interesting.
See? That's exactly what I mean. We can do this.
No pitch meetings, no more fake CEOs, no megalomaniac pro skaters.
Ugh, cross my heart. Are you in?
Val, this is nuts. What are we even doing?
We're starting something new.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Oh, just don't fall in love with any baristas this time.
Okay.
Or actors.
Or hikers.
Okay. You know what?
This whole thing's a trip.
And that's how it all went down. I know what you're thinking. Why am I telling you this? It's personal, it's messy, it's really fucking nuts, but it's honest, too. It's who they are. Kind of people who aren't afraid to fail. And yeah, by some metrics, you could say it was a failure. But what they did to Wiley cleared the board, made room for our next project. Right? Yes, I did say our next project. We co-founded our own VC firm, Wiley Ventures. We're investing in women-led AR/VR companies, and our firm will also focus on identifying diverse entrepreneurs at seed and pre-A stage. We're done with gatekeepers. We're more like, helpful aunties with cash and resources. We're gate openers. So, any questions before we wrap?
Yeah, so many. How did you
time
even...
Time for dinner.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, I gotta go. Would you mind running this all by legal before you publish? Thanks.
Come on.
Coming!
You're listening to The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridans, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Munsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions. Sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson. Find more shows like The Co-Founder by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production.